Melanie Clark is the Vice President of Marketing for Baton Rouge Coca-Cola. And she's here today to give us the secret formula to Coca-Cola. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You should have seen the look Melanie gave me just now. Say, I'm here to do what? No, but seriously, a huge announcement last week. Don't know how many of you saw this regarding the third largest Coca-Cola bottling company in the United States of America doing exactly what here in Louisiana, Melanie?
Clarence, thanks for the opportunity to come today and talk about it. We're very excited. The Coca-Cola system is going through a refranchising effort right now to really create more of a regional local bottling network versus, you know, one large company of Coca-Cola, which is what most of the system has been today.
Right.
So I work for Coca-Cola United, mm-hmm. which is a family-owned business out of Birmingham, Alabama. And so that's, you know, Baton Rouge Coca-Cola is part of that company. And the Coca-Cola company, the big parent company, has right. said to us that we'd like you to have additional territory. And this past year, we acquired territory in Alabama. And then the announcement that you just referred to was that we were going to be grant additional territory in Louisiana and a little bit of Mississippi.
I know right now there's some people going, well, wait a minute. You mean the Coca-Cola bottling company? Baton Rouge Coca-Cola bottling company is going away. Furthest thing from the truth, right?
Right, absolutely. No, we'll have an expanded role in the area where the state of Louisiana before, in New Orleans and also in the northern part of the state, was owned by the Coca-Cola company. Mm-hmm. So it was has been run and managed at a very corporate national level. And as you know, Louisiana is a very unique place.
Right.
And people here have, you know, a wonderful lifestyle and way they live. And what this enables us to do is to really make that Coca-Cola business more local, not just here in Baton Rouge as we have been, but throughout the state of Louisiana.
No specific information, according to everything that I've read so far, regarding new job creation. But in 2014, when the local office added territories in parts of Alabama, Florida, and Georgia, 120 new jobs added in the area. Any idea if it's going to impact jobs in any way, shape, or form?
You know, it is a little bit too early to tell because the announcement was just made and we're beginning to, you know, better understand how those businesses are run today.
Right.
But our business model is a very local business model. We're very involved in our community. And as we transfer that culture to, you know, the Coca-Cola system and the rest of the state, I would expect that there'd be those kind of opportunities again.
New facility here in Baton Rouge across from Baton Rouge Metro Airport. Looks like it's state-of-the-art, absolutely fabulous, wonderful facility. How'd that all come about? And are you all getting all acclimated and up and running now?
We are. It is a fabulous facility. It is state-of-the-art. It was built post-Katrina, and that's really how it came about. We were over on Airline Highway before, and we needed to expand. But when Hurricane Katrina came, it showed us a vision of the future that we realized we were not prepared to handle.
Right.
And so we began to understand, you know, what our options were for building a whole new facility. And we were able to, when we did build a ground-up facility, mm-hmm. One of the, you know, there are not many that happen ground-up. Most of them now are just expansions of existing facilities. We were able to make it the way we wanted to have it for the future.
Most of the people that I know literally have a love affair with Coca-Cola products. I mean, up and down the product line. Is Louisiana's love affair with Coke any more or less than other parts of the country or the world? And what's it like to work for a company where people just love your products?
Well, thank you. It is a lot of fun, and we do have a lot of fun. And Coke is about good times with family and friends. And I think why that makes such a difference here in Louisiana is that is what Louisiana is all about, mm-hmm. is good time with family and friends. And so we just fit right into that.
The bottling plant office on Plank Road near Metro Airport, that's, I understand, going to be the main regional office. And what territory will that oversee?
It'll oversee the state of Louisiana and parts of Mississippi.
Okay. So a good portion of the Gulf Coast, the Gulf region. All right. Any new exciting products coming down the pike? I had the opportunity. I don't know how many people are aware of the new protein drink that is the official protein drink of the number one baseball collegiate team in the United States of America. Yes. How's that going?
Core Power is a fabulous product, and we're really excited to have that as part of our company now. It is pure milk, and actually the technology today allows the company to take the milk apart, pull out the lactose, pull out a lot of the fat, mm-hmm. and put the milk back together again. So it's actually, you know, taking a fabulous product of milk and making it, you know, even better. So that's how it delivers more more protein and less fat than a traditional milk product. So yes, we're very excited. Core Power and Coach Maneri and the Fabulous Tigers are currently spokespeople for us.
Last question from Melanie Clark, Vice President of Marketing for Baton Rouge Coca-Cola. What's the best thing about your job?
The best thing about my job is opportunities like this, the opportunity to connect with the community, for us to be as involved in the community as we are. It's part of our DNA to be involved in our local communities, and so that's really the best part.
Local, 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 and you're going to be hearing more about this announcement and the fact that it gives more local into the entire equation for Coca-Cola and the regions of the country where it's bottled, distributed, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. Very special thank you to Melanie Clark, the Vice President of Marketing for Baton Rouge Coca-Cola.